The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning and welcome to Pep Talk with Meg. This morning, I'm so pleased to have in the studio with me, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we're almost through the end of the week, and it's been kind of a dull week, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. Said no one ever.
Said no one ever this week, right?
It's been maybe dull weather-wise, but everything else has been anything but dull.
Correct. So you are in the real estate business. Mm-hmm. You are here to serve people who are looking for homes, buying homes, all of the above.
Yeah.
So I understand now with this election and there's some things happening with the Fed.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do a little one-on-one on what all this means in terms of the inflation rates, all of that.
So the Fed meets today and they cut rates the last time they met and they are highly anticipated to do so again. It's going to be a quarter of a percentage cut.
Mm-hmm.
However, mortgage rates are off of federal bond rates and those do not exactly correlate with the Fed like interest rates. So, but they do have an impact.
Right.
So with them lowering them, it's a good sign overall and it will trickle down. Do we see it right away? No, because the Fed lowered rates and then all of a sudden interest rates went back up to their highest level again. But hoping they'll go back down. So
where are we now? What range?
Around 7%.
7%, okay.
7%, and that's tough. You know, mm-hmm. I was looking at the difference because we have a home on the market that has an assumable loan at 4%, and it is a home for $260,000. So just for the payment and interest, the payment on that is $1,300 at 4%. At 7%, it's nearly $1,800.
Ooh, that's a lot bigger.
Big difference. That's about $500. So if we get them down, it just helps affordability so much. If we get them in the fives, I think this market is going to be rocking and rolling. And I think everyone's really hoping we get there by the end of 2025, slowly but surely. But there are ways that you can do this now. So new construction, they have some stellar deals where they are buying that rate down for you. They are paying thousands and thousands of dollars to buy it down so they can get people in houses. So you can call us. We can always help you with new construction. If you're going to see the great people at Ador, D.R. Horton, Flinbuilt, just say, hey, I'm working with the Christina Leavenworth team. If you walk in, and they'll let us know you're there, and then we can help negotiate for you. You don't pay us anything here. Number two, you can also refinance for free. A lot of the lenders out there, they have said, we will let you refinance for free if interest rates go down.
Really?
And we get that in writing.
Really?
So there are options out there where you can take advantage of a slower market and make an offer on something and then refinance down the line.
That's really smart.
Yeah, so there's some options out there. So Donald Trump, he has said it's going to be the best economy of all time. He said that he's going to get interest rates to go down. Not sure how he's going to do that, but a lot of positive sentiment out there with him being elected.
Right.
So we had so many people, when we would talk to them, we're like, hey, there's this great home. And they all said, I'm just waiting until after the election. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I was calling. I'm like, so the election's over. You guys ready? And just getting those conversations going. And I have some sellers, you know, they listen to videos I put out. They listen to News Radio 1620. And they're like, Christina, you said it's going to like get better after the election. Well, not the day after.
it takes just a little bit of time,
It takes time. And what I think, you know, what we see typically after any election, interest rates go down. Prices go up and sales go up. So I think it's going to be in that order. Interest rates will go down. So then people are going to start buying. So then sales will go up. And then that's going to force prices to go up. That is how it's going to happen. But that's going to take several months.
Of course.
We'll see that in 2025, 2026. But we're expecting a pretty busy 2025.
I'm talking with Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty. If you've got questions for Christina this morning about real estate, buying, selling, give us a call or text us at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and I love questions. Any questions you guys send in, the better. And my team, like we have a team phone number. So if you call, if I'm on the show, I'm not going to pick up. There's always someone who is highly knowledgeable to help you. And we love just talking about things.
What's that number?
It is 850-378-1260. Just save it in your phone as Christina, favorite realtor. And if you need to speak specifically to me, you can say, hey, I really want to speak specifically to Christina. But my team is amazing and they can answer all the same questions I can answer. And I train them to be like, hey, Christina's not available right now. She's on the radio. How can I help you type of thing?
Right.
And so we love answering those questions.
So buy or sell, you had mentioned last week about that it might make sense to wait till the beginning of the year.
Maybe to sell. You know, if people have the flexibility and the timing, the spring is always the busiest market. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. We're getting close to Christmas. And typically, a lot of people are not out shopping. And they're busy with their families. They're having a good time. And then after the new year, and also sometimes too much time with that family, they go, all right, I need a bigger house. I need a smaller house. That's we have too many toys here. That's and they make some decisions over the holidays. So that's what leads to that busy spring market. So what we'd love to get homes on the market probably like mid-January.
Okay, that makes
sense.
To
really get that February. Because if people are buying in February, they're probably moving in April.
Right.
So that's what we like to see. But we have plenty of people right now that they have to sell. Job relocations, just life.
Right.
And we can still certainly sell their homes. And we're doing that every day. We're getting homes under contract. But yeah, if you could choose, look at the data and the evidence. And usually the spring is the busier time to do so.
That sounds really good. So in terms of now with these interest rates, how would you advise someone going forward as they're looking ahead?
So again, it really depends on your specific situation and what you're needing. If you know, I think the best time to buy is when you're ready, and the best time to sell is also when you're ready. However, if interest rates go down, competition is going to get a lot more fierce. So that home you want that maybe you could have gotten that seller to pay for your closing costs, buy down your rate, if there are 10 people now wanting to buy that home, they're not going to do that. It's all supply and demand. So it is a slower time right now. So if you're wanting a better deal, it's a great time to buy a house during the holidays when things are slow. However, again, refinance later or get them to buy down your rate, that sort of thing.
Okay, we do have a question on their text line. Can you talk more about the banks that will be able to refinance the home loans?
Okay, so I work with several banks, but Reliance Mortgage is one of them. And if you text me, I'll get you their information. They will put it in writing and they will refinance for free. So you would have just done your title work. And we also work with title companies that will do all the refinance at a very minimal cost. And a lot of it ends up even getting eaten just by the lender where they're working it out where you can refinance for free.
And that's what we were looking for, the for free part.
Yes, yeah, for free. So if you want to text us at 850-378-1260, I can connect you directly with the folks over at Reliance Mortgage. And then there's some other people as well. I can find their names as well, but that's just a lender we work with a lot.
So what's really great about what you do is you really walk people through the whole process. So it's very overwhelming for a first-time home buyer, I would imagine.
Yes.
And so when someone comes to you, how do you even begin to explain this whole process to someone?
Well, we have a map. We actually have a map okay. And we have a buyer presentation where it's a map and it shows you the whole process. We're going to, you know, start with meeting. We're going to introduce you to a lender. You need to get your pre-approval because we need to know what your budget is before you start shopping. And we go through it with the heart of a teacher.
And pre-approval is key, isn't it?
I mean, you need it. We do a ton of listings. We won't consider an offer without a pre-approval. We're not going to take your home off the market and go down this path with someone without having a letter from a qualified bank saying you're pre-approved.
Right.
It's a waste of time for everybody if you don't do that. And it's also a lot of money on the buyer's side if they're paying for all these inspections and everything and they don't have a bank. I mean, you need to know where the money is coming from.
Absolutely.
And we tell people all the time, we work with them. We work with where they're at. We just think it's a good idea to know what you can afford. And sometimes you'll get a pre-approval that says you can afford way more than you want to spend. And
right.
then you tell that lender, you know, this is where I want to be on a monthly payment. And then mm-hmm. they're going to adjust it for you. So that's huge. And then on the listing side too, we just sit with them. We talk to them. We listen. It's so, you know this from your background as well. It's so important to listen to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And it's so frustrating when people don't listen to you. Because you're like, no, this is what I want. This is what I'm putting out there. And then somebody's like, okay, yeah, we're going to get your home on the market tomorrow. No, I just said I'm planning on moving in 6 months.
Right.
And
that's right.
And you find that in a lot of industries and definitely real estate where I think people don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And we really are your best advocate. And we tell people often, maybe it's not a good time to sell your home. Maybe it's not a good time to buy, looking at what their specific situation is.
Well, I think that kind of advice, it can go such a long way in the process. And having someone that really knows the ins and outs, because for me, just having recently bought a place, everything has changed.
Yeah.
Just in a few years, and it's constantly changing. And as we mentioned earlier, the Fed was going to be making a change today.
constantly changing, new documents, new forms, insurance crisis. A lot of these homes are going to have a really tough time getting insurance. If you're picking an old house and the insurance is $10,000 a year, that is going to impact your payment by like $800 a month. That's huge.
Yes.
You need to know that beforehand, because if you're thinking you're still back in 2016 days and that insurance was probably like $2,000 or $1,500, that's not today's market.
No.
And knowing those things. And we also can say, hey, here are some things you can do to lower your insurance costs. We are real estate geeks and we love talking about it. We're super passionate. And my husband, all of our spouses get annoyed because we're talking after hours like, oh my gosh, look at this meme I saw. Look at this. I just saw this posted on this Facebook page. This is a great idea.
Right. I love it.
Just trying to throw everything, you know, at the box. And, you know, communication is key. It is so key.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty. If you have any questions, feel free to text in. And she loves questions.
Yeah, no, I absolutely do. A lot of times, like, I love it when people are like, Christina, what would you do? And I'm like, okay, here's really what I would do. I would accept that offer or I wouldn't. The other day I had someone who's a little anxious to sell. She's like, should we drop the price? And I said, no, I don't think we should. I think we should hold. We just got through with the election. Let's give it a couple weeks. And I think maybe other agents would say, yeah. Like just trying to push it along. I don't want to give away any of her money. So let's just hold and pause and do that. And so we always are just looking at what's best for them.
Well, and also I found that pricing is key. Yeah. I mean, it's such an important part. So to have a realtor that understands that, what the market's doing, where we are in the season, like you said, it's the holidays now. And it's interesting because I've had a couple people recently tell me that they had put their homes on the market and were picked up right away, like within almost 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, that is still happening. Those homes are priced right. They look perfect and they're in a great location. And there's not a lot of inventory typically in those areas. The ones that there's more inventory, there's more competition, they're sitting a little longer. Mm-hmm. And there's no rhyme or reason behind it, because there's some homes we expect to get multiple offers on or it'll go in the first week and it doesn't. And then there's others where like, oh, this is going to sit. And you're like, how did this happen? And I think sometimes it's just the right buyer at the right time.
Absolutely.
Popping up.
That's right. So now tell me, last week we did talk a little bit about you decorating and presenting a home when you're selling it. You're pretty good at that too, I understand.
We love coming in and helping you with it. There's some people on my team who are even better than I am. I love just looking at design stuff, but it's really decluttering. Get everything off your countertops. Get everything off your fridge. No magnets up there. If in your kids' room, I know you love those sweet drawings they did their whole life and all the mommy I love yous, but we want to pull those down for photos. And we have a magic quilt, we call it. It's just white. And it's from Amazon for like $25. But someone once was like, I need your magic quilt. And I brought it. And they're like, can we keep it? I'm like, yes, you can keep my $25. But it's just white. And it makes it look clean. And you put it on and there's no wrinkles or anything. And it just makes the room look bigger and better. So we have different things like that where we bring those in. And we just straighten it up a little bit. And we have so many different options if somebody needs more staging or whatnot. But we give them a checklist and we explain exactly what we're looking for. And then we come in about 30 minutes before photos. And if there's stuff on the counters, it's getting thrown underneath it's getting thrown in a cabinet, can put in the garage, that dog bed, putting it in the garage, just moving everything
hiding
around.
Hiding it. That sounds great. So what are some of the biggest mistakes someone might make? Have you ever had anyone that you just said, oh my gosh, that's not a good way to go about this?
Oh, geez.
I know it's a tough question.
Yeah, sometimes.
Things we could avoid. Maybe I should rephrase that.
Okay. Well, it's more personality stuff where they want to use their own photos. My professional real estate photographer is very, very good. And I promise you, I know what the consumer is looking for. Mm-hmm. They're wanting wide angles. They want light and bright. That is super important to them as far as when they're seeing it.
Sure.
They don't want a dark photo that is not wide angle. They don't want to see your closet. That sort of thing. You know, they don't want it dark.
They definitely don't want to see my closet.
So biggest mistakes, you know, just not hiring a realtor. If you're trying to do it yourself, some people try to do that. And some people, if they're very savvy, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority, it can be quite overwhelming. and you just don't have the resources we have.
I'm actually hesitant to even look at a home that just has a for sale sign that they got at one of our local stores, because it makes me nervous, because I really like to have someone that is familiar with all the legal terms.
Are they disclosing things? You know, that's a big part of it. And just every, you know, step of the way. Like, we have a database of 10,000 realtors that we send every home to as soon as it hits the market.
Wow.
Someone's selling their home, they don't have that same database. They don't have the social media skills. They don't have the marketing skills. We also, you know, after each showing, we're feedback ninjas. We will keep calling and calling that agent, being like, hey, why was our house not picked? Like, I want my house. And what house did they pick to understand what's happening with the market? If that person didn't pick anything, it's showing that we have cold feet buyers right now. If they chose maybe a newer home, older home, or just a home in a completely different city, it just gives us data to know, to understand, like, why isn't this moving?
Well, that's so important. And having those connections with other realtors gives you a chance to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in this community, which could be very different from what is happening in Milton or even a neighboring community.
Absolutely. So doing that, but I'm trying to think, not decluttering. If your home has a smell, that's definitely not a good thing. And we're honest and we say, we love your home, we love your dogs. But people coming in don't want to smell your dogs.
I actually went on a tour of a home that I could smell the cat litter.
Yeah.
That was not good. Because I thought, I can smell this now, it probably isn't going away.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and it seems like such a simple thing.
Yeah, doing that. Overpricing your home. All the time, I always hear, well, we can come down, but we can't go up. If you're going $50,000 over, in our market, people are just not wanting to see it. They're thinking you're not serious about selling. It's outside their price point. We try to price it where it should be, what the comps indicate. And we have data time and time again that is what works best versus overpricing a home. Homes that sit, people aren't like, oh, I'm going to offer way less. Typically, people are looking within their price range.
That makes sense. Now, we have another question. Do you sell in Santa Rosa County or are you exclusive only to Escambia?
No, I sell in Santa Rosa County all the time.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pace, Shamukla. We go to all the areas. We're in Santa Rosa often.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So whoever just texted in,
yes,
what's
absolutely
your phone number?
850-378-1260.
And
I love Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and a lot of the new construction neighborhoods, you get more bang for your buck out in Milton and Pace.
Mm-hmm.
We see that a lot. And that's where the land is. So that's where they're building.
That makes sense. So if you have a question for Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty, just call us or text us at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
We're licensed. So we're licensed in Alabama, but we only do Baldwin County. So a lot of times you're showing homes in Perdido and there's a lot of condos there. And then they go, well, can I see that condo next door? And you're like, I'm not. So we got our license over there. So we do some in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, but our primary focus is Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We'll go out to Okaloosa, but we typically refer that out. We try to really focus on the areas we know. And our bread and butter all day long is Escambia and Santa Rosa.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So you just mentioned condo. So a house versus a condo.
Oh, my goodness. The HOA fees are so high right now because of the insurance assessments. So I have a client. They wanted to buy a condo. And the listing agent and the sellers both said it was $8,000 a year. That's not bad for the HOAs.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at other listings. It said it was $8,000 a year. This is where I'm really proud of myself and my journalism background. I was making sure, because there was allegedly a one-time assessment of $12,000, and I was making sure it was paid. I reached out to the HOA. She's like, they're not $8,000 a year. Our HOA dues are now $22,000 a year. One listing agent, four of them did not know that. Sellers did not know that. But I saved my buyers so much time, hassle, and just anguish by finding this out day one of contract.
Huge.
So reaching out directly. And then another situation that happened, I was a listing agent and we had a 2-month close, and 10 days before closing, the lender says financing fell through. I'm freaking out. I can't call my seller and say this. We're closing in 10 days. Freaking out. The lender won't tell me what happened. So I'm analyzing the situation. These people had another home. So I figured something was going on with that. I call my local lender. I'm like, I'm pretty sure we can make this happen. Like, it was a VA loan. I'm like, we just need to get a lease on the property or do a rent assessment, and we're going to get this to closing. She came in and closed it in 10 days. And I told the seller at closing, and she started crying.
Aww.
She's like, oh my gosh, this has been so stressful. And she's like, thank you for not telling me, because we saved it. Obviously, if I knew it wasn't going forward, she would have known.
Of course.
But I was able to save it and get it to closing. And the other agent didn't even know that was an option, doing a rent assessment or getting a lease on the property. because they took out a HELOC during their closing and know they couldn't.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So things like that. So,
right.
And those are the ones where you're like, all right, like it wasn't fun in the moment, but when you succeed, it's like,
yes.
Okay, like I just helped somebody. I just really saved them where when other agents didn't know.
Well, that's where your experience comes into play. I mean, and you kind of lightly mentioned your journalism experience, but being a journalist, that was my degree as well. Mm-hmm. You do have a more analytical kind of mind. We look at things a little differently. We can actually take a step back, look at the big picture. And so you have that ability to catch those kinds of things and then having the knowledge that you do. And now, of course, the connections in the community so that if you don't have the answer, you can refer someone to your client that has the answer.
Yeah, our brain, just the way it's wired, it's like, okay, wait, I learned this back then. And ding, ding.
It's a deductive kind of thing.
And then it goes back where you need to go.
That's it.
And then another one, she was like, well, they want to put more money down. I was like, well, they just re-amortize it. Like, so if you are getting a big bonus or you're selling a house and they didn't know that they could pay more money even 2 months later and then have them recalculate your loan, so it's a lower payment. It's called recasting a loan. It's one of my favorite things to talk about that no one knows about.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a cool thing.
Interesting. Okay, now the questions are coming in. So my parents want to live close to us in Pensacola. They want to live in a 55-plus community that has an active clubhouse with activities. Oh. But they also want to live independently and do not need assisted living. What options are there in Pensacola? If there's nothing in Pensacola, what are the closest communities that are still in Florida, not in Alabama?
There's not many.
Yeah.
There's one community in Milton, and I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I can pull it up. And there's only about, there's probably like 50 homes in there. And when they come up, they sell in seconds because it has a pool, it has a clubhouse, and it's the only one around here. And it's not real big. So there is one, and I'll get their number and I'll text it when I see it. But there's not a ton, and we get that question all the time. So developers out there, build a 55-plus community.
Right.
They tried to do that up in Beulah, but they weren't getting enough interest, and they ended up just making it a normal community. I hate to say normal, like no age community. And that ended up changing. I think that was Vintage Creek. I don't remember which community it was, but they ended up not doing that, and people were upset.
You think in this area there would be more of those opportunities?
Yeah, a developer needs to do it. I'm going to actually call a few today and see like if anyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Because I think it would have a lot of interest.
Okay, we have another question. If I have solar panels on my house, is it easier or harder to sell my house?
It depends if they're paid off.
Ah,
so people do not want to take over the solar panel loan. It's like if you added a pool and you still had a loan on it, they typically don't want to take over any loan you had or a loan for the windows. They expect it to come with the house. It helps with marketability if they understand solar. If they don't understand solar, it's weird. You're finding the right person where it's really important to them, where they're going to get a low electricity bill, you know, as long as the solar panels last. However, others, it freaks them out a little bit because they're like, what happens if I have to replace my roof? What happens if I have to do that? If you've if you put solar panels on, we'll be able to hold your hand and get you through it. If you haven't, give me a call. I'd love to like talk to you offline and give you some advice there.
And that number is 850-378-1260.
And all the solar panel people will hate me for saying it, but I'm honest. Because it eats up a lot of your equity.
Sure.
They're costing $60,000 to $70,000. So somebody that would have walked away with $100,000 is now walking away with $30,000.
Mm.
Or they're really tight and maybe they're in a tough situation because they plan to stay there for a long time. I think solar is great in certain situations, but if you're planning on moving in the next 5 to 7 years, I would probably hold off. And these solar panel companies promise you that they will, we'll remove them and put them back on if you need to change your roof. Read the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
They promise you someone can assume your loan. Read the fine print. You have to look into all that stuff.
And that's where your expertise comes in handy.
And we love to
sure.
help people with this stuff. And I really promise, like anything real estate related, if you just call us, like we'd love to say, okay, here's our idea on it. And our goal is we make more friends in the community and we just become your real estate advisor for life. And you tell your friends that who we are. Type of thing. And, you know, we'll be able to help you down the road, buy or sell, but we're always here for free advice.
All right, about 30 seconds for one last question. So am I unique? The effort to get my house ready by decluttering discourages me from even actually putting it on the market.
We help you. We come in and we do it and we help you and we give you a game plan and you can throw everything in closets in your garage. We'll hide it there. So if you're interested, we can certainly come in and we'll bring a team and we'll all declutter for you.
So if I called you, you could come by Friday?
Not your house. Only if you're planning to sell. We're not going to just do it for funsies. We don't like it that much.
Doggone it.
But yeah, 850-378-1260. Just put it as Christina, your favorite realtor, and we're always here to talk.
And we've been with Christina Leavenworth this morning from Levin Reinke Realty. Her number again, 850-378-1260. Thank you, Christina, for being here with us this morning.
Thank you.
So much great information, and I can't wait to find out what we have in store for next week. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News is up next.